Okay, I guess I could have recorded this earlier because everything that I have gathered together as far as organizing the data that I've been working on for the last couple of days kind of points in the direction as I expected originally on Monday, but I could have just gone with that, I guess. But, you know, I've been talking about this coming correction. Let me just give you an example about a correction. If the market were to correct today 4%, that's pretty significant. I mean, from a points perspective, very significant. If it were to correct 4% today on the S&P 500, they would be at their one-year high if that were to happen. I'm sorry, not one-year high, but this year's high if they corrected 4%. So when you think about it, it's pretty amazing. So let's just discount the 4% and say it corrects 10%. That means it's 6% off this year's high. That's still not very much, but it doesn't matter. There's going to be a correction. I don't know when it's coming, but it is coming, and all things are pointing to that. And let me just tell you some of the things that I am looking at. Consumption has consistently been slowing. And I think it's safe to say that it is now a trend. Consumption is slowing. And that's never good news for a recovering market. Initial jobless claims are back over 1 million. Now that could change tomorrow. We'll see. Hopefully it does. But the second straight week in a row that it has been over 1 million after that first move down below 1 million. The other thing I want to point out is bankruptcies are rising, and they have consistently rising for the last 14 weeks. These things also will lead to consumer confidence and sentiment dropping, and it's already caused business sentiment to drop. Now, it's not dropping yet to critically low levels because everybody is banking on a vaccine or treatment this year along with the next stimulus package. So, you know, that's keeping things shored up for a little bit of time. But the average retail investor or the mom and pop investor are very likely to see potential very big losses because this news and the market volatility to the upside is taking hold and everybody wants to get in. They're getting in at all-time highs. It's lunacy, but yet they keep driving this market higher and higher. Retail investors, mom and pop, have been cashing in on stocks relentlessly, and they're pushing at the same time in switching and buying to these recent highs. Now, it looks like the buying is almost endless, like it's never going to stop. So I have trying to be as vocal as I possibly can to indicate my concern over this. Everybody has talked about valuations. I have been saying it is true. The markets and the majority of stocks are overvalued. There's no doubt about that. But the overvaluation and the rationale for getting into the market to drive it higher is defying all logic of underlying corporate and economic fundamental. They're non-existent for these values. I don't mean that the economic fundamentals aren't strong. They still are. But they are at a standstill strong, and the corporate underlying are fundamentals are at a standstill as well. And everything that I've looked at has been marking that and pointing that out. And I guess the question is, with corporate and economic fundamentals flying in the face of valuation and yet buying still continues, something has to give. Now, one of the things that is most concerning to me is what is going on with derivatives. Sophisticated investors have been expressing their concerns and caution over the use of derivatives. And it's hard to not look at this, at least for me. I've got to participate and look at this like everybody else is. Not to mention that one of the things that one of those things that I look at that has to be looked at from a cautious perspective is what's going on in the options pits. And we have to take some warning away when we look at what is going on in options and the small but a lot of small moves. We've got to look at that and start to get concerned. Retail investors who have been cashing in on stock markets relentlessly, as I've already said, are also cashing in and setting themselves up for big losses in options. It's not the big option traders. Yes, there's a lot of movement in the big options traders, but it's very different in how they're protecting their option, which the mom and pop investor are not doing that. I'm not getting into deep into the weeds on option. It is something that I look at every month, but I don't want to get deep in that because I don't want to encourage anybody starting to get into that. I think that if you are getting into the markets now, you have to understand that you're getting in at all-time highs. And it is not out of the realm of possibility to see failures in these levels. And when I see failures, I don't mean dropping. I mean they are failures in the sense that companies, big companies, are going to fail. There has never been a more important time for stocks that have intrinsic value. And that is hard for my partners to get or to understand because they're searching out the inexpensive. You might have heard me this morning talk about the split that are going on between an Apple and Tesla. It is ridiculous, but it confirms what I'm trying to say. There's a lot of people going in that don't know what they're doing. All they know is they can buy Apple stock four times cheaper than they could. But I said to somebody, I said today on the air, that if you gave me a $5 bill and I gave you back five ones, would you be any better or worse off? The answer in that is obviously, of course you wouldn't be. It's the same. So though everybody's jumping in buying this stuff, but there's no underlying economic reason for the stocks to be going up like this. There's no real reason. It's a reason that is buyers coming in and don't understand what they're buying or what they're doing. And it's a problem. I don't care because it's not most of my partners, but it is an indication of what's going to continue to happen in the markets. We have more people investing, buying shares now than at any time in the history of the nations. And they don't know what they're doing. Everybody is concerned about one thing, money, trying to get rich quick. And people are going to lose their life savings, So the correction is going to be hard. But if you have solid quality companies that have intrinsic values, so if you have stocks, you need to be investing in those higher priced stocks. If you don't want to try to figure out whether they're good quality or not, I also want to address taking profits. Take them if you want them. Maybe you'll be glad you did in 3 years. If you're a long-term investor, you're not going to be glad you did it. I'm just telling you. You have opportunities to live through a correction like you did in March. And when you do that, your portfolio, I'm not talking about individual stocks, but that is the case, your portfolio is going to be putting in a new bottom. Now, don't call me and say, well, you said it wasn't going to go down. I'm going to put in a new bottom. When did you build your portfolio? In March? Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if you have good, long holdings, standing holdings. So just beware. I don't know why I get these calls that people want to know if they can get in the market. It is hard for me to say yes when I see these valuations being what they are, because I am very skeptical and never believe that you're really in it for the long term. If you're really in it for the long term, then I should never get a phone call for 10 years. And I'll get a call in 10 weeks wondering why it's down. I'm telling you, it'll happen. And they're the first people to run out of the market when the correction comes and they wonder why they got hurt. So if you're in, stay in. If you want to add to positions, go ahead and do it, but do not do it unless you are firm, sold out, committed to not selling anything. I don't like what's going on in options trading. I don't like what's going on with all the sophisticated investors that are sitting back very concerned about derivative. I don't like it. I'm watching the same thing. It's concerning. And we've got a nation that's got a lot of debt. It isn't going to take much for things to maybe permanently go down and a new normal coming. I'm giving you worst case scenarios because I want you to be aware of. So know that I'm doing the best I can, but I can guarantee you, you're not going to see a whole lot of things on the buy list between now and December. So be aware. There will be things, but they're going to be things that you know, are going to be good buy. But nonetheless, we've got to be cautious and aware. Pay attention to these reports. Pay attention to these podcasts. They're critically important as we move towards the election. All right, have a great day.